Town Square Media Station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo, topping our report this hour. So far, still no arrests after a Sayreville councilwoman was found shot to death in an SUV outside her home. Middlesex County prosecutors say 30-year-old Eunice Dwumfor was found shot multiple times and pronounced dead at the scene. The young Republican was elected to her first three-year term in 2021. Colleagues recalled her as a soft-spoken, devout Christian who could maintain her composure in contentious situations. It's not clear if the motive for the killing was personal, political, or random. Dwumfor leaves behind a young daughter. 3 weeks ago, flu levels across the Garden State were high, but this week they've dropped down to low in most areas. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says even though this is happening,
we still do encourage those people to go ahead and get their flu shot if they haven't gotten it yet. You mean just because you haven't gotten it yet doesn't mean that you might not get it?
He adds COVID hospitalizations and RSV cases are also on a downward path, and Jersey's triple-demic threat could be on the way out. The man accused of firebombing a Bloomfield synagogue is being held without bail following a brief hearing this afternoon. Essex County prosecutors say the arrest of Nicholas Melendratos was a combination of surveillance video, community involvement, and good police work. As part of their search warrant, authorities found gasoline, accelerants, lighters, all along with papers that included a 10-mile radius of targets, which included police and politicians. A Camden County man is admitted paying $20,000 in Bitcoin to have a 14-year-old child murdered, according to U.S. Attorney Philip Selinger. 31-year-old John Musbach of Haddonfield pleaded guilty to the indictment. In the summer of 2015, Musbach exchanged sexually explicit photos and videos online with the victim, who was living in New York. The kid's parents found out about the inappropriate contact and called police. Musbach was arrested, but then he decided to have the victim killed so the child could not testify against him in court. He did this by arranging for a murder for hire he found on the dark net. A very small, unique-looking diving duck that winters in New Jersey is called the bufflehead. They are found mostly in bodies of fresh water up and down the coastline from Liberty State Park to the Delaware Bay, says Scott Barnes, program director at New Jersey Audubon. Buffleheads spend 50% of their time underwater foraging for food, like small mollusks. But where do they live?
Bufflehead nest in old woodpecker holes. A bufflehead doesn't have any means by which to create its own cavity. They can't drill a hole out in a tree like a woodpecker can. So they are limited to using nests largely by a woodpecker called the northern flicker.
The name bufflehead derives from buffalo head for the male's odd puffy head shape. The males are a pretty iridescent shade of purple and green. The females are mostly brownish gray. Now the Edison Infinity Business Report. Wall Street closed with stocks mixed as some major tech companies are set to drop earnings reports. Amazon, Apple, and Google parent company Alpha are scheduled to report earnings tomorrow. The latest jobs report will be released. The Dow closed down 39 points to 34,053. Edison Infinity is under new ownership. Shop now during their grand opening with the biggest selection of new Infinity vehicles than any other dealer in the tri-state. Visit them online at edisoninfinity.com. Temperatures ready to plummet. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
This is an awesome topic.
New Jersey 101.5.
So for New Jersey fast traffic.
Noticing some delays on 78 on the westbound side as you work your way out towards the Tewksbury vicinity. That traffic is getting very busy on the westbound side. No accident report, just some slowdowns. Route 24, that's still dealing with an accident eastbound coming away from 287 into Columbia Turnpike after exit 2B. So heads up for that. 287 northbound traffic coming up to Route 10 and southbound exit 5 to 3 a little bit slow. Not bad onto 440. Parkway, some southbound traffic in Union. Northbound side from Union back up towards the Oranges. And the turnpike, Western Spur, has been slow south of 16W, down to the car and the truck lanes, and then moving along pretty well. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, the stall that's been cleared from the Lincoln Tunnel, that's gone, but you still have leftover delays of 10 to 15 minutes. Holland Tunnel, about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown, most of that from 1 to 9. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Route 1 all cleared out, and also we have delays at 676 all cleared up from the rush hour. Watch out for some road work on the turnpike north. Northbound from exit 3 up to the Walt Whitman service area. Kind of starts slowing you down. The right lane is closed off. South 295 is easing out with a backup from exit 29 down to exit 26. And New Jersey fast traffic is every 15 minutes. Next report 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
National winner of the 2022 Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. We are New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Our impending Arctic blast begins with a cold front passing north to south tonight. There could be an isolated snow shower out there somewhere, but the big story here is the big chill arriving for tomorrow. So you're going to feel that wind tonight. I think thermometers will fall into the mid-20s by sunrise, and they keep dropping tomorrow, closer to 20 by sunset. Tomorrow's the very definition of blustery, with a gusty wind up to 35 or 40 miles an hour. It will be mostly sunny and dry, but pretty uncomfortable. Especially tomorrow night as the wind chill drops below zero, that's into the danger zone. And then Saturday is going to be frigid. The wind lightens up, we'll have sunshine, but highs only in the mid-20s, below freezing all day. The best news of all, we're warming up Sunday, back into the mid-40s to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
Right now in Edison, it's 37. Mays Landing, 35. Warren, 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.